For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Taylor Nelson, a sophomore forward out of Carlton, Minnesota. And first of all, Taylor, you've had a fantastic season so far. You scored the lone goal against Ohio State, and then you've had quite a few games since then where you've had a couple of assists. What has it been like getting on the scoreboard for you?
It's definitely really nice. It's more for the team. I like to help out the team as best I can. And it just happened this last weekend that it worked out really well in our favor. And I love to create those chances.
Walk us through your goal you set up for Gabby Smith. That was a pretty goal. I know the first goal that you set up for Grayson was a gritty goal. And that's what you girls like to call them, either gritty or dirty goals. But that's that goal that Gabby scored that you assisted on was beautiful.
All I remember is really I was going hard the F1 on that player, and it kind of dished out to me, and I heard Gabby yelling in front of the net. So I dished it out to her, and it worked out perfect.
Well, how much do you think you've grown as a player since your first year with BSU?
I definitely feel like I'm more comfortable and more, I think as a freshman, it's everything so new, whether that be school or hockey or just the new environment. It's definitely nice to have that 1 year under your belt, because then you also have more practices under you. You understand what coaches expect out of you. So it's definitely nice to have that year under your belt.
Well, last year was definitely not a normal year for any college student, but how much do you love being able to go to classes and being around other people this year?
Oh, I love it. It's definitely, it's been a while, which is kind of different, but I love being able to come to the rink and just be with the girls every day. It's definitely, last year was kind of tough because we had to quarantine a few times because of COVID, and then it was just off and on. And I like the consistency this year. We're continuing practice. If you're vaccinated, it's very nice, because it doesn't matter if someone else is, as long as you're testing negative, you're good. So I think that really helps, because we can continue working out. We can continue practicing. Going to class is very nice, because then you can meet one-on-one with your professors and get that communication.
What's been your favorite thing about Bemidji State so far?
Honestly, there's so much. Definitely the team. I love our team atmosphere. We're all in it together. We'll go to houses together and hang out, and we do lots of like Bible beeves, and love that, because that's definitely something nice to have at college. I love the campus. It's beautiful, like especially right now during the fall. There's too many things.
Well, this weekend you got the Minnesota Gophers coming to town. You being from Minnesota, how much did you follow the Gophers when you were a kid?
I followed them quite a bit. They definitely were ones to watch. So it's going to be, it's always fun playing against those teams, especially in the WCHA. As a kid, I watched all of the teams. So it's going to be a fun weekend.
On a personal note, have you decided on a major yet?
Yes, I'm majoring in exercise science and minoring in psychology.
Okay. Do you have any pregame rituals?
Me and Gabby braid each other's hair. I don't know if you consider that a pregame ritual, but she always tends to braid my hair. And we definitely play sewer for a long time.
Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have a big family. I have seven, but they're half step and full. So
okay.
I have a mixed family.
Awesome. Who's your roommate this year?
Gabby.
Awesome. So you've been to a few soccer games, I'd assume, with Gabby's sister playing.
Yes, I have. Recently, it's been a little chilly, so she's been keeping me updated on that. Well, I have been more in the beginning of the year.
Awesome. What's it going to take to beat the Gophers this weekend?
We got to be gritty and hardworking. I think that's what it comes down to. And that's what we kind of showcase all the time as Bemidji hockey. We're the hardworking team. And I think if we just continue to what we know and how we play, I think it'll be good.
Well, keep racking up those assists and score some goals.
Thank you.
Thanks, Taylor. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.